Hello, everybody. I'm back. And the only reason I'm back is because what do I play next? God, there's so many choices. And I was running out of time. I thought I had a little more time. But then I looked and the song had like 10 seconds left. So I said, oh, better course correct here while I figure out something else to play. So how's everyone's day going? Mine's going pretty good. I've been awake for about 12 hours already, because I have to work really early morning sometimes. It's really not that fun, but, I don't know, you kind of get used to it sometimes. Like, it's hard to go to sleep knowing that you have to wake up hours before everyone else you know wakes up. For these 4 a.m. shifts, I usually wake up sometime between 3:30 and 4, and it's a bit much sometimes, you know? Like, you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, once every hour on the hour because you know that you have to wake up ridiculously early. And me personally, like, sometimes I fall asleep really early if I'm just so tired from working mornings all the time. But, like, if it were up to me, I wouldn't fall asleep before 11. And so sometimes I just lay in bed at, like, 10, knowing that my shift starts in 6 hours and that I should be asleep. But knowing that I should be asleep somehow makes me more awake. You know, it's like my body's way of protesting the fact that I have to get up so early. So if anyone is listening to this, works early morning shifts like I do sometimes, I feel your pain. I really do. And, you know, let's hope we don't have to do this much longer because, you know, who really likes waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning? I mean, there are upsides to it. Like, it's nice. The roads are really quiet. Everyone you know is asleep. And so if you like your privacy and your alone time, it's a pretty good time to be awake. But not if you're going right to work. Like, if I was waking up just to sip some coffee and, I don't know, read a book or something with some peace and quiet, then I imagine it'd be pretty nice. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking now. I found a song to play. This song is pretty well known. It is pretty famous. And I'm sure that most of you listening will recognize it as soon as I put it on. As soon as I put it on, because I just had it on Spotify and I just lost it. Where did it go? Okay. I got it. Oh, would you look at that? It looks like I'm getting a phone call. I am going to play this song real quick, and then I will get to that phone call. Thank you so much.
the planet from the view above. Long live our rain, long live our love. Green is the planet from the eyes of a turtle dove. Till it runs red, runs red with blood. We get so tired and we complain about how it's hard to live. It's more than just a video game, but we're just beautiful people with beautiful.
Try. Feel bad.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Boy, that was a really special song, wasn't it? So, before I get back to the music, I've got a quick PSA for you guys. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruit and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So the time is 4:41. I'm only here for, you know, a little bit longer. I got a few more songs left in me before I peace out for the evening. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I hope everyone's having a good day. This next song is pretty good. So, enjoy.
Andy, are you goofing on elves?
Hello, everybody. I like that song a lot, and I also like what it's about, which is Andy Kaufman, who is a very innovative comedian and entertainer. And I don't know, I think it's a cool song. But, you know, Andy is up there in the discussion with, like, Tupac and stuff. Like, there's always been a conspiracy of whether or not Andy Kaufman is actually dead or if he faked his death. He really thought outside the box with his comedy acts, and he loved to mess with the public perception of him and kind of toy with that, and he loved to play with people's expectations and do new and different things. And I remember hearing, like, maybe a few years ago that, I forget who it was, but there were people who were close to Andy and his life who claimed that he had faked his death all this time, and it's been an act, and he was going to reveal himself to the world again soon as this one big great ruse, and obviously that didn't happen. You know, while I'm discussing conspiracy, I wish I had my partner in crime here with me to discuss conspiracies on the radio. But I've always found it pretty compelling. Not the conspiracy itself. I think Andy Kaufman is dead, but I think he was a unique entertainer. And when I think of that song, I think of the movie Man on the Moon, which starring Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman, that was made. I think it came out in 1999. I think it's a really good movie. And Jim Carrey was really excellent in it. And it also makes me think of Netflix came out with a documentary a couple years ago called Jim and Andy, about the making of that movie and about how Jim Carrey really went method with the role. And would he claimed that the spirit of Andy Kaufman was inhabiting him while filming the movie. And the documentary details a lot of, like, behind the scenes interactions of Jim in character driving people nuts. Like, he drove the director nuts. He drove Jerry Lawler nuts because he just wouldn't stop being in character. But, you know, it was a pretty good documentary. I recommend it, and I recommend the movie as well. Anyways, got about 10 minutes left here. I'd say I've got a song or two left in me. And I've gone the entire show without playing a Smith song, and that's something I'm going to rectify right now. So this song by the Smiths is called Half a Person.
Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent 6 years on your trail. 6 long years on your trail. Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent 6 years on your trail. 6 full years of my life on your trail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said, I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? Do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? She was left behind and sad, and she wrote to me equally down. She said, in the days when you were hopeless before, I just liked you more. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said, I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? And do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent too long on your trail.
All right, everybody, the time is 4:57, and I think I'm just going to call it a night now. You know, nighttime, because it's already really dark outside, and it's not even 5 o'clock. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will be back here next Friday, same time, same place, 3 to 5 p.m., possibly with some guests. I have to wait and see on that, but... Again, thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your day. Bye.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.